Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Let's see now. I look around the room. Disgruntled. Gruntled. We're doing okay. The gruntleds are winning. The disgruntled one is Chick McGee.
We're all disgruntled. They're just better at hiding it than I am.
That's fine. We have the lovely Grace sitting in for Christy Lee. Christy Lee right now enjoying a vacation, locked in a home being pummeled by
in
weather.
In a high school gym somewhere in North Carolina. Out of the weather.
With her mother and her sister and lots of family members. And making her realize she'd rather be up early on this show than
eating National Guard MREs.
In the words of Kramer on Seinfeld, somebody's coming home from that trip in a body bag.
There you go. With us in the studio, the very handsome Clayton Anderson is here with us, musician and a man about town. Clayton, you look like you could play professional baseball. I feel like I'm watching the All-Star game.
Wow, thanks. I appreciate that. I've been working out. I've been trying to get my physique
looking a little better.
Yeah, you look good,
man.
Thanks.
See, he can pull off the backwards hat.
I was just going to say, he's obviously playing catcher.
And I do the backwards hat on the weekends. Did you know that about me now? I wear a backward hat on the weekends.
That can't be done.
I wear a backward hat every now and again, too. But, Chick, you can really pull it off. I've been told I can pull it off because I'm kind of chubby.
I've been told, too, yeah.
Chubby guys can.
You've been told by people who are wrong.
Tom can't pull off a backward hat.
No.
It looks
unless you're catching,
ridiculous.
Or maybe taking photographs. The
or there's
hat
another.
It's a certain
there's
age.
There's another activity you can turn your hat around.
Oh,
oh, really?
Well, yeah.
That's enough of that one.
You don't want the bill hitting your belly button.
No, she's going to start complaining. Or him, whatever.
A
gentleman doesn't wear a hat indoors, does a gentleman know these days?
Well, it depends on how quickly things happen.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, what if you were to wear your hat like that outside, wouldn't you have sort of a rising sun sunburn thing in your high forehead?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because you've got the adjustable hat thing.
Yeah, you definitely got to put that sunscreen on in the morning before you go out so you don't have that really, really bad tan line.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Honestly, it's just called being lazy and getting up too late and not doing your hair.
Attaboy.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't like that wearing that hat backwards with the snap back on
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying, adjustable.
The one.
Yeah, I can't pull the adjustable off.
That's the solid in the back.
Right,
large,
I have to do that
extra
too.
Large,
yeah.
I can do that.
Like but, yeah, you pull it off great.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks.
There are certain things that certain people can't pull off. You look like you're opening for Toby Keith. You got that. You're about to drink a lot of beer and talk about your truck or something.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
So it's cool. No, I mean that in the nicest way.
In the nicest way.
And for example, there are a lot of guys that can't pull off the flat-brimmed baseball cap.
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't either.
Looks like you're a hip-hop fan that didn't really get the memo.
Yeah.
Hey, you're not Wiz Khalifa, okay? we are at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Coming up, we're going to hang out with Clayton. We have a little assignment for Clayton. Now, Clayton is a singer and a songwriter.
Is he going to change somebody's oil?
No.
I bet he's going to write a song.
I was going to ask him to create a song.
Well, what else would it be?
He's been working with Pat McAfee quite a bit, and he's created a song for Pat's show. Now, I think I'll give you a couple things to think about before we give you the full assignment.
Okay.
Now, would you rather write a song about why you wear your hat backwards, or would you rather write a song about Grace? Or a song about Joshy over there?
Or a song about Tom Clayton.
Ooh.
Or would you rather play something you've already written and not have to do any of this work?
My creativity this morning, this early, and this sober is not that great.
Well, we can fix the sober part.
That's the problem with all these shows. The people come on and do stuff they already know. Oh, yeah. Beatles come on and do I Want to Hold Your Hand. Well, they already had that.
Yeah. They don't.
The Beatles don't do
that so much anymore.
Yeah. Oh, well, that certainly takes the air
just
out of
it. Just saying.
I mean, it's not too soon. But
I mean, if Paul McCartney walks and you say, hey, look, Paul, yeah, Blackbird, great tune, but why don't you write something about Josh?
Yeah.
First of all, Paul, what color's your hair? Oh, really?
Wouldn't it be funny if McCartney went on Kimmel or the whole audience? Heard it.
Next.
Hey, blah.
Bored.
Blah, 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 blah. Whatever.
We know the long and winding road. Something new, buddy.
Yeah, I'm amazed, too. Whatever.
Times are changing. Let's go. Oh, wait. Different bands.
So we'll let Clayton think about this for a while, and we'll put you on the spot and force you to. And you can also play something you probably are somewhat familiar with.
Oh, good, good.
like your own music.
You know, like your own stuff.
Tom,
well,
come and go with me, the Dell Vikings.
That was a great song. Interesting thought. Right now, I want to play something for Grace. And you missed this earlier, Clayton.
Oh my God.
We were discussing an interesting news story in which a camel got loose.
Yes.
And ended up on an Australian golf course. The camel was from a nearby circus. And these things happen all the time. We had one last week where an elephant got loose in Wisconsin or something, and some lady woke up and she looked out her kitchen window. There was an elephant in her backyard. What a great day that's going to be. Hey, kids, come here. Look at this.
I shot him in my pajamas.
Oh, I got in my pajamas.
I got my pajamas. I'll never know.
The camel escaped something called the Darwin Circus, and it evaded police for quite some time before it was found on a golf course. And they've captured the camel. There's a funny picture. And then Grace pointed out something. Grace, you want to share this with
my God.
Very handsome Clayton?
Let me preface this with, I was cut off in the middle of my sentence.
The sentence was?
And I said, you know, there are a lot of kangaroos in Australia like there are squirrels in America.
Now, wait a minute.
Whoa.
I cut her. She said, you know, there are a lot of kangaroos in Australia.
And then we cut her off.
And I said, is that right, Grace? But your final point was just going to be they're like squirrels.
They're just as prevalent as roadkill.
How about camels?
Not as much.
Okay, that's what I thought. Not as much.
So that's what
camels.
They've been rubbing in my face.
Okay, so we could possibly write a song about Australia. We'll be thinking about all these things as we move forward. But right now it's time for you to head to the news desk. And what have you got over there?
Sure. Following an undercover operation, officers in Louisiana arrested a 53-year-old woman named, ready, Mrs. Dong.
Okay.
For giving, quote, erotic massages at a Mandeville massage parlor.
Well, see, this is the thing. Your name is your destiny.
Yeah.
Your name is Dong. You know.
Mrs. Yeah. Dong? That's her name?
Well.
Yes. Is there a Mr. Dong?
There's no first name. That's the best part.
Her maiden name is Tallywacker.
Here, get ready for this next sentence. Authorities apprehended Dong on July 7th after receiving numerous reports of illegal activity at the business known as the Chinese Massage Parlor.
What was her name again?
Mrs. Dong.
Yeah, that name rings a bell.
And then there's this. There's this, too.
I've never been so happy in my whole life.
It's the dogger.
Yeah, it is the dogger.
Ding dong.
Oh, according to the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Department, the Louisiana Board of Massage Therapy will be notified of Mrs. Dong's activities and arrest.
Oh, you are what you eat.
Jesus.
That was one of these places near, remember, near Christie's house?
Was it really?
Yeah. Yeah. She kept thinking there was something going on. It was a massage parlor.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she kept thinking it might have been one of those kind of massage parlors. Wasn't.
But it turned out it was.
Yeah. it was one of those places, and they busted the place.
Man.
Would be great if her maiden name was Ding.
Ding Dong.
And she hyphenated it. But Avon calling.
You know, my cousin Kate, who is also, her last name is Yinger as well, married Chris Klinger. So she's a Yinger Klinger.
Yinger Klinger?
Sure is.
Kate Yinger Klinger?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, sometimes your name is, Destiny, remember the thing last week we had about the famous Canadian gynecologist? What was her name?
No.
You think this.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Gunter. Dr. Gunter. It is funny. I think it's funny.
Just because there's a U in her name.
No, no, just Dr. Gunter. I mean, it was originally, her maiden name was Dr. Gagina.
See, Clayton, you like this. We are used to this.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you just got here,
yeah,
Clayton.
You're a newbie.
We'll get back to the action in a second. By the way, we do have the cameras on today, the Bob and Tom VIP cameras, so it's free. If you go to BobandTom.com, you can watch the show. Mm-hmm. You can see how handsome Clayton is. Look at the T-shirt he's got on.
That's
it's
right.
It's an American flag with seagulls And it
looks like palm tree, little palm tree.
It looks like a Pablo Cruz reject there, a little bit. Just kind of a, nope, we're not doing that. Yeah. I'm not doing that anymore.
Says Malibu. You ever been to Malibu or just got the shirt?
Yeah, no, actually, was
he's in Malibu all the time. Don't you follow him on Instagram?
Yeah, come on, Tom.
Trying to get him to.
He's in the boo, baby. He's in the boo all
up
the
in
time.
The boo?
Honestly, we were hanging out with the craziest. I didn't even belong there last week for 4th of July. It was pretty silly, but it was amazing all at the same time. And they had to kick me out. Didn't want to leave.
Oh.
It's very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go swimming?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of seaweed this year. One of my buddies almost drowned. I was like, ah, man.
Oh, like tangled up?
He came out looking like Swamp Thing. I was like, nah.
I'm out.
I'm good. I'm going to hang at the pool.
Yeah.
That's a good. That'd be a good song. He looked like Swamp Thing. Got a novelty hit. And then he drowned. Then it'll be kind of sad at the end.
Yeah. But, man, put the twist.
Now, that's just making sushi for sharks.
Yeah.
People wrapped up in seaweed.
Yeah. A friend of mine was doing he had his band at a sushi place, and he was doing some
good gig,
living the dream.
Yeah, and he said to the drummer, "Hey, can I have a drum roll?" And one of the waiters,
I'm sorry.
Wait, you don't want to eat drum.
Wait a minute.
You catch drum.
This is much like the boy who cried wolf thing. I start to tune out, and then you say something funny, and I don't know what to do. Give me the drum roll. California roll.
I don't know where that came from. We can dig it. Give me a drum roll, please. When we come back, Clayton Anderson's going to hang out with us. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much. How's it going?
Oh, you met a motorcycle.
Yes, I did. Well, let's get back to the action here. With us in the studio, we have Clayton Anderson. He is a musician, a singer, and a songwriter. We've given him an assignment. We'll see how he does with it in a matter of moments. Because he could come in here and sing his own stuff. That'd be easy.
Who wants to hear that?
Yeah.
No. Of course, that would be very nice.
At the rate that we've been replaying your stuff since. I mean,
I think that we need to get something new. So we've given him a challenge. Sitting in for Christy Lee, it's Grace. That's Josh. I'm Tom, and that would be Chick McGee across the way.
Now, hi. It would be because no one else wants to be.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Chick.
Yeah, well.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. People want to be Chick?
Yeah.
I want to be like Chick. That'd be nice.
That's the number one question I get when people find out where I work.
Always one.
They go, is Chick really that nice? And I say,
they
really
don't.
That yes. Nice. Wow, that's exactly what they say, only they mean instead of nice.
The exact opposite.
No, generally, it's is Tom really that much of a dick?
Yep, that's the one I get.
Yes. Yeah,
okay, well, that's very nice of them to ask. Thank you very much. And the answer is yes. Now, we have a couple things I wanted to get to. Do you have the story about the lady putting out her boyfriend?
Do you want the bucket of poop or bucket of urine?
Wait,
bucket
of urine. When you say putting him out, he must have been on fire. Is that what you
well
mean?
Yeah, the story, I'm kind of giving the story backwards. Yes, she did put him out, and just the fact that this has the line here says buckets of urine.
Yep.
Which again sounds to me like a punk band.
I'm just impressed you found two stories.
Hey, who's opening for Johnny Thunders and David Johansen?
Buckets of urine.
It's buckets of urine and Blondie.
Puddle of mud, buckets of urine.
When you say put him out, you don't mean like in the old blues way, like my lady put me out.
No, I mean like in the he's on fire way.
Okay, well, let's find out about
Oh, it gets better.
Here, go ahead, read the story.
A Pennsylvania woman allegedly set her sleeping boyfriend on fire and then threw buckets of urine on him to extinguish the flames.
Oh, boy.
According to Penn Hills Police Chief Howard Burton, 38-year-old Lee Ann Sepliak and her boyfriend argued early Sunday. And after he fell asleep, Sepliak doused him with gasoline before setting him ablaze.
Oh,
my God.
Burton said that Sepliak then threw at least two buckets of urine onto the man.
Now, I have a question.
Everyone's going to have
the
same
question. I have the answer to the next.
Go ask the question.
Why were there buckets of urine there?
Mm-hmm. The couple had been urinating
in
buckets.
You know what this reminds me of? When Tanya Harding got into the altercation. And she picked up a hubcap and hit somebody with it.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't have a hubcap laying around.
Because I guarantee it was an ashtray.
No. Isn't Margot Robbie playing Tanya Harding?
Yes.
Yes.
Exciting. But now you have to have buckets of urine.
That's right.
Around.
The couple had been urinating in buckets as to not disturb her parents, who live upstairs.
Oh. No, stop right here. So they don't want to disturb their parents by flushing the toilet, so they're filling buckets of urine. But then she sets him on fire.
Yep.
So wouldn't it disturb her parents when the house caught on fire and they were upstairs? That was my question.
Why didn't we just cut out the middleman and just dump buckets of urine on him without
Without the fire.
So I'm guessing the fire, without the gasoline.
Yeah, she lit him on fire and then changed her mind.
Yeah, I think she had regrets.
Oh, well, that'll reduce the sentence to 90 years.
Well, you know, gasoline.
No, I can still change him.
You set somebody on fire, you, that's when you go away forever.
But gasoline doesn't burn.
Oh, it'll burn.
It explodes.
Yeah,
it really goes up.
Yeah.
Yep. The 38-year-old was charged with attempted homicide and arson.
Oh, wow.
As she should be.
Wow.
If they just would have stuck with the urine, it just would have been a wet dream.
Yep.
That's right.
Would have been a wet, you know, if the, and probably, it probably wouldn't have made the international news wire if she just heaved two buckets of urine. In the
yeah.
You know, yeah. These two kids are going to get back together very soon.
But I love him. I do. I don't care what he says. I love him.
I can still change him, Mama, I swear.
Oh, he's difficult. For
the second bucket was vinegar.
He really loved it. Jesus.
What? I'm really having trouble with this. The parents are asleep upstairs, so rather than urinate, wouldn't they just go in the toilet and not flush it?
Yeah, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
Unless there's only one bathroom and they didn't want to wake them up by going upstairs. Who knows?
Still, get over it.
But I can relate to this just to one small degree. At my house, I have sort of a small basement.
Yes.
And there's no bathroom down there.
Okay.
And so I can remember when one of my sons, I won't say which one, was having a sleepover. Mm-hmm. And he had like five of his buddies over. They were all, you know, of a certain age. And I went down. What? I went down Saturday morning and
wanking age. Is that what you're?
No. Oh, they probably were that too. But I mean, I went down and I smelled something, and they had chosen to line a very large wastebasket with a garbage bag, and they'd been urinating in it all night,
as opposed to going upstairs
and going into Willie's room and using that bathroom.
Ew.
Yikes! Yeah.
So then the dilemma is: okay, do you take the garbage bag out and hope that it holds because
well, no,
you've
you
got
take the whole can outside.
Yeah, I think that's what you do.
Yeah, but you've got to hug the can, and it's, you know, that was.
No, you don't have to hug the can.
You don't want to get the pee on the nice trash men or women.
No. You
no,
tip
Grace,
it up
let me,
in the backyard.
Let me walk you through this, Grace. First, you take a kangaroo.
Well, it's been fun. I'll see you guys later.
Then, then you take the whole canister up, then you go out to the front yard and dump it on the driveway.
Mm-hmm. Driveway? Why not use the lawn?
Because it kills the grass.
Pee doesn't kill grass.
Now, wait a minute.
No, these are teenagers. God knows what's in that
pee. If I ask you a question, will you be truthful?
Sure, yeah.
You say urine at your house. What do I think of?
Oh, you think of when I first did all the planting, my hostas were getting eaten by the deer.
And
it was explained to me that...
By who? Some person having a little fun with you, but go ahead.
No. It was some person that had a green thumb, and I was told that if you urinate on the hostas, the deer won't eat them. And it was during a drought, so the deer were eating all the hostas. I live in a rural, not really rural, but a lot of woods there where I live. Hmm. And the deer were eating all my hostas, and I just planted all this stuff after rebuilding this house. And I wanted it to all grow. So I would urinate into a milk carton and then pour
and keep it.
And then pour it all over the hostas.
So instead of actually just peeing on the hostas.
Yeah, why not fresh from the tap?
When you have a hose attached.
So there's nothing more freeing than just peeing outside.
Oh, believe me. Oh, but I pee outside every day. I pee outside
yesterday.
The
apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
No, but...
Your son's...
No, Grace, I'll say.
Right, so, that's true.
So at the time, I was living by myself, sort of.
Okay.
I had, several of my children there, but there was no one else.
Yeah, but you were the only one you cared about. Yeah, go ahead.
And at the nighttime, when one would wake up and have to urinate, I'm not going to go out into the hostas. So then I would go into a milk carton, and then later in the day, I'd walk out.
Why don't you just do it in the morning?
You are getting closer and closer to the Howard Hughes stuff. You know,
it really is.
Excellent.
My hostas are still there. They're very healthy.
All your movements cataloged in plastic milk jugs.
I'm keeping my poop in a jar. Remember that song?
Oh my God.
Did you ever wake up to a deer peeing on your car door handle going, hey, two can play this game?
You know they hate it when you pee on their cars.
Hey, deer fans, Google this. Google white deer.
What?
Yeah, there's a...
those are the kind that are in your neighborhood.
There's a reserve. Yeah, we had. That's what the gates are for.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Keep in the white deer.
So cute.
Did you see them?
Yeah, they're like little babies.
They're not albino, but it's a very rare type of deer. There are a couple hundred of them, and they're all now in a special preserve. It's in Pennsylvania, right?
They look like something out of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, aren't they great?
Hey, look, there's a white deer and a brown deer fighting. It kind of looks like a kangaroo.
Nice try.
Well, that's what Chad Daniels says.
What's that?
We should call kangaroo Tyrannosaurus deer.
Because of the little arms?
Yeah. Oh, I love because of the giant jaws. Yes, the little arms. Jesus.
So let's get back to the story. So you're in Pennsylvania. This fun couple, they're she's like 38 years old.
Yep.
She sets her boyfriend on fire and then puts it out with buckets of urine.
Yep.
Which they had because they didn't want to disturb their parents upstairs or something.
Sleeping.
So they were peeing into buckets.
Oh, boy.
Right there, I've got a problem with this.
Oh, these people are...
Wait a minute. I'm being told that this woman involved in this is a former Miss Pennsylvania.
Oh, oh my.
If only.
For real?
That's what I'm being told.
That's unfortunate.
Was that her big finale, setting one of the judges on fire?
Ta-da! Man.
Fire. Oh, and she looks pretty rough.
Fire eater? Well, maybe it was a wild guy.
Okay.
Fall from grace.
Yes. I haven't. Oh, there she is. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Real rough.
Yeah. She looks like her face ran into a car going about 40 miles.
He's not wrong.
No, I'm not kidding.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. Well, maybe the marshmallow she was roasting on her boyfriend spit back and burned her face. Let's move on. What else do you have over there, Grace?
Let's see. Florida man's home is being besieged by monkeys. Brian Pritchard of Ocala says troops of... Is it Rhesus or Rhesus? Rhesus monkeys?
Rhesus.
You know, Rhesus, thank you.
They're filled with peanut butter.
What, Josh?
And you know, Grace, in the Amazon, monkeys are like squirrels. Very prevalent.
Now, Clayton Anderson, have you worked on your song about Grace yet?
I've been working it in my head. I hope it comes out right.
Oh,
okay,
no.
When you're ready, grab your guitar.
All right, let's see.
Clayton Anderson is here in the studio with us. Clayton's very handsome.
Who's he writing? Who'd you write a song about?
I asked him to write a song about either Grace, Josh, you, or something.
You didn't give me. You didn't give me. Well,
I figure.
Let's see. What rhymes with chick?
Dean, is he plugged in over? Is he plugged in and back
yep.
of me? Okay. Hang on a second. I got to find your thing over here, please.
Listening to the show coming in, it was, you know, I heard Grace was back, not necessarily on Tinder, but back in the game. So just thought that I would help.
Oh, Grace is a beautiful single lady.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
La la la. Oh,
sorry. Now I just hope it comes out.
Let's hear it.
Long, tall Grace with her hair down in her face. She's by far the best looking girl in this place.
The only one.
All the guys want her, but they don't stand a chance. Cause right now Grace's hands are down in my pants.
Apparently. The Bob and Tom show has been canceled.
Bravo.
That was very nice.
Wonderful.
I loved that.
Thanks.
I like that.
Well, there you go.
I hope your phone starts blowing up with all kinds of calls now.
Me too.
Now, Clayton, you play as good as you look.
Oh, thanks.
You're very handsome, man. It's like Archie Bell in the Drells because he dances as good as he walks.
I have a girlfriend I know who's going to be very jealous.
What does that mean?
I have.
Oh, she's
one
got
of
the
your
hots
Mondo
for Clayton.
Fans. Oh. Oh yeah.
Well, tell her I love her back.
I will.
Hmm. Is there a name for the in country music? Is there a different name for the groupies?
No, they're just all groupies.
Okay.
And we love them.
Is anybody watching the HBO thing called I'm Dying Up Here?
That's Showtime. But yes.
Oh, is it Showtime? Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah, they have a name for the
Chuckle.
The comedy groupers. I've never heard that in all my years. Is that, did they make that up for the movie or is that real?
No, but that also wasn't happening then. That's like 5 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ugh, another reason that show blows.
Okay.
yeah.
I want to find out more about this lady who set her boyfriend on a fire then threw buckets of urine on him to put
more?
Boy, that sounds like a country song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Doesn't for it? Sure. I mean, definitely.
Buckets of urine. That's just, again, that or a punk band.
Yeah, more punk,
yeah,
I
definitely.
Say.
Yeah.
So there for a second there, her boyfriend truly was fire ass hot. Is there a picture of him or is he in the – I assume he's in the hospital.
I'm assuming, yeah.
He's probably not looking real good right now.
Well, he's still a smoke show. From what I've heard.
The fire burned 25 to 35% of the man's lower body.
Oh, boom.
That's what it says.
Wow. Jeez.
And the best part is her parents took the boyfriend to the hospital.
Well, you think?
So they woke up the whole issue of them peeing in buckets. They woke up.
Mama, honey, are you making a brisket? No, that's your future son-in-law burning.
Yeah. Just Derek.
Just Derek.
Now, speaking of smoke shows, we may have to come back with that. What do you think?
Yeah, I hope so. This is a song I have been playing almost every day this summer.
As a smoke show, it's a tune. That lyric happens to come into a Clayton Anderson song. We'll get to that in just a second. I want to mention one more time that we are doing a special free access to the Bob and Tom VIP this week, which means you can watch the show as it happens, which is right now, on bobandtom.com. It's a 6-camera live stream, plus we've got MP3s of the show you can download, and I guess streaming, 60 Bob and Tom albums?
Over 60, yeah.
So if you think Clayton's song was inappropriate.
Oh, just wait.
Yeah, we've got all the stuff we can't play anymore than him. What else have you got over there, Grace?
Let's see. I was going into the monkey story. Do you want to
Oh, yeah. What was that again?
No, sure.
Hey, we're the monkey.
It's a great song. Have you heard the version of that in the little critters in the Despicable Me movies?
The Minions?
The little Minions. Did you ever see the Minion movie?
Love Despicable Me. I love the Minions.
I love the Gru character. For whatever reason, I'm in the minority here. I don't like the Minions.
I love the Minions. I love the weird language they have.
Yeah,
and
they
I love the slapstick. Well, there's a thing where they're singing the Hey, Hey, We're the Monkey song in that gibberish language. God, is that funny.
I think the one trying to pick up the fire hydrant, that's funny.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, I may have laughed at that. Damn it.
So I'm sorry. So, Grace, you've learned, about kangaroos and rhesus monkeys, right?
Yes, rhesus monkeys are swarming.
Those are the ones with peanut butter.
Mr. Pritchett.
That's what I said.
Oh, it is?
I think he gets the Chick Mee Award today for not listening.
Yep. Sure does.
Well done, John.
I apologize. I didn't hear you say that.
Let's see. They're swarming his property 2 times a day to swipe food in a feeder that is meant for deer. He's counting.
Well, that's idiot. Of course they are.
He has counted as many as 50 monkeys at a time.
Who feeds the deer, for God's sake? Do we have enough of them?
Okay, seriously.
Nice, kind-hearted people.
50 monkeys in the backyard seems like a little much.
This is
50.
This is what gets me.
Where is this?
It's in Ocala, Florida.
Oh, is he near that?
Don't you get to 10 monkeys and you call somebody?
No, when they're jumping on the bed, and then
one falls out.
Pumps its head.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
So are Reese's monkeys indigenous to?
No. Isn't there some preserve or something, and the monkeys are always escaping?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I've read about
no,
this
he's
place.
He is 100% right. He has counted. Mr. Pritchard has counted as many as 50 monkeys at a time, and estimates that they have eaten 250 pounds of food in the recent days.
Well, that's because he's putting it out there. Who feeds the deer?
Be glad the monkeys aren't breaking into his house and killing him.
That's
How about
true.
That?
That's true. Officials say that the monkeys probably came, this is where Tom's coming from Silver Spring State Park, about 4 miles away, which recently shut down 2 areas because of the increased monkey presence.
You know who feeds deer? Lazy hunters.
That, by the way, illegal.
Yes. Yeah.
Put that salt block out there.
That's right.
Come on.
They had to shut down the parks. Can't we go hunt the monkeys? I mean.
Monkey hunt.
They're not. If they're not indigenous, aren't they doing all kinds
Sounds
of
like
damage
a boys weekend
to the,
to me.
Who wants to go
the
on
ecosystem?
Monkey hunt? You want to go on a monkey hunt?
Okay. This says
Richard says the monkeys appear to be organized and aggressive.
Nobody on a monkey hunt?
Wait a second. Hang on. The monkeys are organized?
And aggressive.
Well, of course they are. Don't we share like 99.9% DNA with the monkey? Come on.
Have you not seen Planet of the Apes?
That one's talking. You wait and see.
Wow. Oh, cameras Pritchard set up to photograph the deer instead captured pictures of dozens of monkeys. It's estimated that 200 monkeys live in the park, but many are seen beyond the boundaries.
Who let the monkeys out?
And now something just for my buddy Tom.
And watch out, those damn monkeys bite you, I'll tell you.
What's that from?
Apocalypse Now, isn't it?
Oh, is that Dennis Hopper?
That's Dennis Hopper, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, man. Great.
Acting, nice. You know, how Dennis Hopper acted, in quotes.
And watch out, those damn monkeys bite you, I'll
He's
tell
great
you.
In that movie.
Oh, he is. He's chewing some scenery, isn't he?
Oh, the ham-fisted Dennis Hopper.
What?
Actually, he may not have been acting that much in that movie.
Yeah.
He's great. Yeah, man, I didn't even know the camera was on, man.
Did you ever see Hoosiers? He's great in that.
Absolutely.
He was in the studio with us a couple of times. He couldn't have been nicer. He was very, very
good. He's a great actor.
Hippie.
That's your take on him? Hippie? Okay, hippie. Okay. When we come
Didn't
back.
Did he direct Easy Rider?
Yes.
It was either him or a baby. One of the two.
I'm sorry. It was a contemporary classic.
You're a contemporary.
I just love when Jack Nicholson says they start to hand him a joint and he goes, no thanks, I got my store bots. God, I love that. We're coming right back. We have to give another assignment to Clayton Anderson and then force him to play one of his songs that we all like a lot.
I really like that? My song.
We can have him play that again.
Let's go.
Okay. We'll be right back with all that stuff. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Thanks very much for joining us. Sitting in with us right now. We have the lovely Grace sitting in for Christy Lee. Christy's on vacation. She's visiting the east coast of the United States, to be more precise. She is on the Outer Banks.
Mm-hmm. And according to her, it's not much of a vacation.
Oh, what have you heard?
Oh, no. I'm just saying when she had said...
She's with her mom, her sister, right. A lot of family people, and there were the hurricanes and stuff yesterday, whatever they were, so our water spouts, so it's
we hope they're
kind of a rough start. Last vacation, she broke her leg, so we'll see how she does this time.
Yeah.
Jellyfish
attack. a man recently attacked by, what'd you say it was, seaweed? What was it?
On Malibu, yeah. Seaweed's crazy.
Yeah. No one feels sorry for anyone that lives on Malibu and have a seaweed problem. Believe me, no one cares.
We woke up every day, it was raked off right in front of us. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone.
I'm sorry, Ms. Streisand, we got rid of nature. I know it was bothering you.
Oh,
she is the one who closed the beach or something around her house. What a terrible person.
Barbara Streisand?
Yeah.
We have a lot to get to here. Now, we have asked Clayton Anderson to write a song. Mm-hmm. So far, he's written one about Grace. You mind doing that one again?
I really liked it.
It was a beautiful song. Grace is a young lady on the hunt. She is currently single. Is that correct?
That's
correct. As single as can be. And you said you don't want to say, but you're currently on one of the...
On the dating apps?
One of the dating apps.
I've been there, just not currently.
Okay, and you were on Tinder?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so you're not going to...
Not ashamed.
Are you going
to... No reason to be.
Return to Tinder. Need me a lover. Okay, found him on my phone.
Nice. You might have something to know this guy.
You're on to something.
Really? Return to Tinder? Oh, that has to have been done. I'm not familiar with the Outer Banks. I was just reading the Wright Brothers biography thing, and they're down in Kitty Hawk, which sounds incredibly cool. Have you been to the Outer Banks?
No, I have not.
Now, are there any banks as well?
Have you seen those Kitty Hawks yet? Half kitten, half hawk?
Those are owls.
Evil.
Now, Clayton Anderson is here with us, and Clayton has just written this song. It's amazing. Clayton, you want to play it for us?
Yeah, fresh new. Long, tall Grace with her hair down in her face.
Oh, yeah.
She's by far the best looking girl in this place. All the guys want her, but they don't stand a chance. 'Cause right now, Grace's hands are down in my pants.
It was a technical problem.
Wait. Grace, don't clap.
I'm sorry.
Don't clap. You're going to hurt the man.
Get back down there.
I'm sorry, what?
Get back down there.
Sorry.
Where?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm busy. Yeah. Whoops.
Speaking of clap.
Yes.
And let's just say Josh is in between us, so.
We've got a good reach.
We did a big story earlier this week. We did a big story this week about the return, or the arrival, rather, of something called super gonorrhea.
Yes, we did.
I said, I believe I'll have the soup.
Wonderful joke.
It was great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the soup or gonorrhea, get it?
That's right.
Super gonorrhea has been reported in France, Japan, and Spain, and the WHO.
Who?
The World... Sorry.
Thank you, Chick. The WHO. Oh, I'll do it again.
Oh, I'm the MVP.
Okay. Yeah.
Boy, I blew that one.
The WHO.
Who?
No, the World Health Organization. Their spokesman.
There There we go.
Their spokesman, Roger Daltrey, says, according to the World Health Organization, untreatable cases of so-called super gonorrhea are emerging worldwide.
Yeah.
That is scary.
And they're calling it a serious situation.
No kidding.
I know.
Man.
And we determined that you know you have super gonorrhea if when you leave the doctor's office, your genitals have a little cape on them. Yeah. I believe that
That's right.
That was your thought.
You know, there are actually two World Health Organizations.
Is this
really?
A joke?
There's one, the one that actually comes up with the – but there's another one that just has theories and estimates and things. So you have the goo and the who and the guess who. I'm sorry, Chick, a little clunky, was it?
Has everyone on the camera see my face?
Is that too
contempt?
Well, but so if you have super gonorrhea, you don't have the clap, you have applause. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, that's the sound of Clayton Anderson. Clayton, let's see. This Friday you're going to be in at the Windy City Smokeout in Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, is that in Chicago?
Saturday, July 15th in Rochester, Indiana, at a special benefit for the Nick Patterson Scholarship Fund, and Thursday at the legendary Rathskeller. We'll get to all that action when we come back with Clayton, and we're going to have another special guest in the studio with something of a surprise. And comedian Allie Breen will be here, another blonde. We'll talk to Allie. I think she's in New York. Be right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show.